VOA News via remote. UN Chief Antonio Guterres pushed the 193-member assembly on Friday to tell Myanmar and the military that democracy must be reinstated, political detainees must be freed, and human rights abuses and killings must stop. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military overthrew Aung San Suu Kyi's government, citing its refusal to address what it said was fraud in the November election. And it's according to international observers and saying that the battle was fair. The junta's forces have killed more than 860 people since the February 1st coup. That's according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners group. The junta has said the number is much lower. Iranians voted Friday in a presidential election dominated by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's hardline protege after the disqualification of her strongest competition, fueling apathy that left some polling places largely deserted despite pleas to support the Islamic Republic at the ballot box. Opinion polling by state-linked organizations along with analysts indicated that Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi, who already is under U.S. sanctions, is in the lead. U.S. President Joe Biden took a cautious victory lap Friday in his quest to bring the COVID-19 pandemic under control, announcing that 300 million vaccine shots have been administered in the 150 days since he took office. Biden credited scientists, companies, the American people, and his whole of government effort. The president noted that the widespread vaccination campaign has set the stage for most Americans to have relatively normal summers as businesses reopen and employers hire. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.